It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Yes, I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm so glad to see you today. I've missed you. I was thinking about you this weekend, especially as I took a ride in the car. Do you like to ride in the car? Cars and buses and things that go. Well, I brought some model cars today to show you, as I have lots of friends who like to play with model cars. That's what I have in my bag. Best for place for playing with these things is right on the floor. There's one. Look at it again. Best thing about model cars like that is that you can make them do exactly what you want them to do. Now, this is a 1928 Mercedes-Benz model. Come along, Mr. Benz. These are all models of very old cars. Now, let's back it right into place there. Here's a little yellow car. This is a 1930 Ford. Let's see if it'll go itself. Right. It's a great thing about toys, you know. Make them do exactly what you want them to do. Oh, here's the dice. This is a 1915 Model T with a man and a lady going for a ride. Oh boy, they have a good time riding in the country or in the city. I saved this one till last because it's got a battery attached to it. Let me see now. That way's called forward, and this way's called reverse. Let's make it go forward and reverse once more. Forward and reverse. Good. I was just thinking as I saw these two people in here, you know, there were special things that people wore when they went riding in these cars. Oh, sometimes the ride was very bumpy and very dusty. Yeah. And so, the ladies and gentlemen sometimes wore dusters. I'll show you one. I've got one over here. This was to keep the dust off. See, that would keep their clothes underneath clean. And they had a big floppy hat. And sometimes even wore goggles. Oh, you'd have to put the goggles on before the hat again. And then the hat. Oh, I'm under there. Sure, I'm under there. Let's ask Picture to show us some antique cars that really do run. All right? Picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all some real old cars that really run? Would you? Oh, that's a good one. It has a number 3 on it. Oh, and there's a gentleman getting in to ride it. Pumping it up. Oh, you had to do all sorts of things to get them ready to go. Off he goes. See all the dust? See the pedals? Those are the pedals on the floor. And there's his steering wheel. And there's another car. A gentleman driving that car, too. And sometimes the ride was very, very bumpy. Because they didn't have real soft tires then. And very, very soft springs. Thank you very much, Picture. Want to pretend that we're riding on a bumpy car? You hear somebody at our door? Let's go see who it is. Coming. John, hi. Come in. My, glad to see you. Do you see these cars? You like to play with them? Which one would you like to play with? Do you know John? Yeah, he's my special friend. He's my son. That's the one you wanted to do. Forward and back, huh? Boom! See how that bumps up and down? Sometimes a car goes very bumpy. Mm-hmm. Would you like to see the people in the neighborhood of make-believe? Mm-hmm. Let's get the telescope. Okay. Do you know where it is, the telescope? Here it is. I'm sure it's in. Yep, there it is. Let's look together, okay? Where is it? Do you see? What's that you see? Daniel's clock? Now what do you see?
The museum go round.
Museum go round, huh?
X-ray.
There's
Henrietta's schoolhouse.
There's Henrietta's house, yeah. And the factory.
And there's the trolley.
There's the trolley. Let's go see. Come on in, trolley. I thought it was about time for you. Looking at the trolley through the telescope. Oh, thank you, trolley. A little bit of a duck. Want to ask the trolley to take us to the neighborhood of make-believe?
All right, trolley, go in.
Bye, trolley, take us, please.
Once you have a little stuck thing.
Is that your car, Mime Walker? Oh, it's a wonderful car. I never saw anything like that. Oh, I guess you have to get to be a big person before you can have a car like that. How did you get it? I mean, how would you get a special car like that? Yeah, you'll show me? Yes? You were walking along one day, and you saw something in a window. And you opened the door, and you walked in, and you saw that car, and you tried it, and you asked somebody to come and... Oh, and you paid him the money for it, and so you bought it. Oh, boy, it must be fun to play with it.
Yeah.
Have you shown it to anybody else in the neighborhood? Nobody at all. Just, boy, I'm the first one. Don't you love to be the first one to see something? Are you planning to show it to anybody else? Are you? Who? King Friday. Not King Friday. Are you going to show me? I like the way you show me things. Yes, he lives over there. Looks like a rocking chair you're rocking on. Oh, I bet it's Cornflake especially. Is that who you're going to show it to? Good. What else? The seat is very hard. Oh, you're going to ask Corny to help you fix the seat. Oh, good. Well, good luck to you, Mime Walker. I'm glad I got to see your car. Thank you. Bye. Boy.
Hey there, Mime Walker, how are you? How do you like my new factory? Well, we've really been working on it. You see the display rooms down there? And, oh, look at all my knobs and dials and things. Yeah, we found a lot of them and added some new ones, too. Yes, even have some flowers along here at the elevator entrance. Just wonderful things, don't you think? Oh, I was so sad when I had the fire, and now I'm so pleased that everybody helped me make the new factory. What's on your mind today, Mime Walker? Yes? Why, that's a beautiful car. When you got a new car, I got a new factory. Yeah, what's wrong? Doesn't it work? Oh, the seat's hard. Well, you've come to the right man for seat trouble, 'cause I put seats on my rocking chairs all the time. Yes, sir. What would you like to have on it? Maybe some of my rocking chair wood. Want to try that? Alrighty, just you wait a minute. Darn, I go for it. I'm a man who manufactures. And that's part of the stuff I use for it. Now, see how you like that. Does that do well? A little bit well, but not quite soft enough. Well, listen, that's the wood that I use for the seats in my rockets. I don't know what else I can do for you.
Oh, Connie, Connie.
Oh, excuse me, someone's calling me. Just a minute.
I just had to see your new factory.
Well, come on up, Mime Walker's here.
Oh, hello, Mime Walker. How are you? Oh, I'm so glad. I just wanted to see Connie's new factory. Everybody's helping him make it, you know.
Oh, I think it's just wonderful, don't you?
Oh, I certainly do. What's that big wheel out there? Does that work?
Oh, sure it does. You want me to turn it on?
I wish you would. Wouldn't you love to see it work, too?
Well, just a minute. I'll go and do it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Having a little trouble with it, I'm sorry. Maybe if you just push that knob there.
That's it. Try there. Well, on new things you do sometimes have trouble, don't you? Let's tell him that, all right?
I'm awful sorry. It was working earlier today. Well, every new little thing has its problems.
Oh, that's right. You'll get it working, Connie.
Well, now, the thing I'm worried about right now is Mime Walker. He wants a softer seat on his car.
Oh, you have a new car? And it's not quite right either? Well, what's that board doing there?
Well, that's something I was trying to help him with. I gave him my softest piece of wood.
Have you thought of softening it up with a cushion?
You mean a regular sit-on cushion?
Yes, you can make lots of things softer with a little cushion. You think that'd be a good idea? Well, good.
Well, what would we need to make a cushion, Sarah Saturday?
Well, some people use feathers, don't they, Mime Walker? Feathers. Soft, floaty kind of feathers. And some people use rubber, too, Connie. They use rubber, don't they, Mime Walker? That's it. Stretchy kind of rubber. And some people use air. Like balloons and blow up kind. Oh, there are lots of ways to cushion things. I could help you make one if you like. I love to make things.
Hey, that would be great, Sarah Saturday. Which kind of cushion would you like, Mime Walker? Oh, the blow-up kind. Okay, the blowing-up kind of cushion it will be.
Oh, well, now, let me see now. When will it be ready, Connie?
Well, do you think we could have it formed very soon?
I suppose 9 seconds would be too long to wait. 9 seconds?
How about it? Would you like to have your blow-up cushion in 9 seconds? Well, good. Why don't you count to 9 while we go into the factory and make it? And why don't you count along with Mime Walker? All right? Ready? Get set? Go! Come along, Sarah Saturday. Here we are. And here's your cushion.
A all you have to do now is just blow it up, Mime Walker.
I think it's working.
I hope so. Does it feel softer for you? Well, I'm so glad.
This is the wood I usually use on the rockets. What's that, Mime Walker? You have an idea?
Oh, he's rocking on a rocking chair. What about it? The cushion? Oh, you think we should put cushions on the rocking chairs?
Well, that is an idea. That's a suggestion worth thinking about, isn't it, Sarah Saturday?
Well, it appears to me, Mr. Peshley, that you're a man who always wants to make better chairs. And a suggestion for making things softer for other people is certainly worth thinking about.
Well, I think so, too. Come along, Sarah Saturday. We'll think about cushioning things. Thanks for coming by, Mime Walker. You're welcome.
You're welcome, Mime Walker. Goodbye.
As if Corny may be putting cushions on his rockets. Would you like to try this on? Isn't that a great car that Mime Walker was driving? How about the hat? Want to put it on? John, you look great. You look wonderful.
You could pretend you're driving along. Right. Hello? Over there.
You're a good driver. Do you have a rocking chair at home?
Yeah. Does it have wood to sit on, or does it have a cushion like this?
A cushion.
Yours has a cushion, doesn't it? And you have a special soft pillow, too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have it?
Yeah.
Good, then we could sit together in this rocker. The best thing to sit on is the lap of a grown-up. Sure, doesn't matter whether it's wood or cushions or what. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, don't you? But that's not bad. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday for a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease and then tell the new tomorrow you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people
who sometimes feel like this. I like holding you, John. And I guess you like getting dressed up like Daddy, too, don't you? That's a good hat. Want me to put it back up in the closet? All right. And I'll take this duster off, too. That's what this thing's called. Catches all the dust. Wait for me, will you? Okay, because I've got to change my shoes, too. I'll sit right beside you when I change them. Who do you like to rock with? Soft pillow, would you please move over so I could sit down? Thank you. You may have that little one if you like. Okay. It's almost time to go, John. Don't our visits go quickly? Boy, I like being with you. Sure do. You know when we'll be together, don't you? Tomorrow. Tomorrow, will you sing with me? Day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two, good. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you, right? Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. All set to gather up your cars? Want to take soft pillow too? Want me to carry it? Fine. Sure like visiting with you. You make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being you. Coming, John. See you tomorrow.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.